begin the current daven, stop this time, stop the chesed, begin the man alpha, begin the test master, begin the digma, hold the befkin, they went and they protested, which hefkin, hefigu, is a lashon nehiva tzaka. It's a moaning and it's a screaming, which eishonam gersin, the girsa is, the text is, woe heaven, which Perish Tais explains, shemayim, what does it mean heaven? Lachadish bocho yitzaka, and they were screaming at Hashem. Lama yirma goyim ayelekechem, why should the Gentiles say, where's your God? Belahem are now to the people, they said, aren't we your brothers, etc. But there was what they were saying to Hashem, and there's what they were saying to the Romans, which we are your brothers. The case it's necessary for is when the month was an extended month, a 30-day month, Pirish, the Brula Adar, when they extended Adar, which is Shleinir Halavana, Yom Lam, because they didn't see the moon until day 30. So Rishchedish Nisan, Yom Lam and Alf. So Rishchedish Nisan is only on day 31. Pirish, so the way Tais explains it, if that's the case, Haichav Tes, so then day 29, Lometina lo Isim the Yim Shlomit Rishchedish Nisan, like the Gemara asks. You cannot make a Rabbinah because day before Rishchedish Nisan. The Yom Lam and Mavsim in time. Because day 30 is now the day before Rishchedish. Shemachi, it's the Chalosa, therefore we have to make a forbidden, Shem Yim Shalacha Esim Metaman, because the day after day 28 of Chedish Adar. Because if it would fall out, etc., shum gezerah, any decree, from the beginning of the month, which taman yegufe aser, the eighth day would be itself forbidden, because then it would be the day that they had established the karmatamid. Which makes our question, Rashi asks, we could still say regarding the ninth of the month, because v'filei miklus shum gezera. Because even if there's going to be gezera, ubatleina lezayinim mechulu, we're going to nullify the first 7 days. Akati also tamani gufei. Day three itself is still going to be forbidden from the habi yemim, the mikmei yemim, the tais of chagat shvaya. Still, the day before, the day that they had this yom tov of that week, of that day, that was the what was from day 9 and onwards. Because the day before is also forbidden, so it's still difficult day 8. So, but there's a good Rashi answer says, no, halab pecha, it's not difficult. Because if from the yom tov of the karmatam itself, we already nullified that. Now we established yom tov shvuas. We're going to go ahead and now make it forbidden because of the day before. In other words, if even the yom tov itself, because whatever is going to happen, and we're not going to do for the karmatam, for sure we're going to battle it because it's the day before something else that comes after it. Similarly, we answer regarding later on, regarding yom tov is that, if it's bottled because itself, it's not going to be because of the day before something else. Like says Master, the beginning was the Gemara Rabbam. It says Allah Rabbi Yasi. That he says Lafon of Aser that the day before is forbidden. Abul Acher Muta, but regarding the day afterwards, then it is going to be permitted. But as it says, from Temet says that like a psychologist says, if you're going to say Kibin the Malach Rabbi Sinz, Allah Rabbi Yasi regarding the day before that's forbidden in times too. Say on the Masal of Neha Purim. So how do we have Tainus Esther on the day before Purim? From the bottle of Megillah Tainus, because if you think that, oh, already nullified the minor holidays of Megillah Tainus, but regarding Chanukah Purim, are the 2 days that two Yom Tov that are not bottle, so how do we fast the day before if we pass like Rabbi Yasi? Rishon says, this is what you say is the of Chanukah Purim lebatel. This is the Gemara that tells us that Chanukah Purim Megillah Tainus is not nullified. Return lema hadina chalahen means their own halachas. Lasos Yom Tov to make the days themselves a holiday. We delay lasano ben and not to fast on them. But then, lefneihem, but regarding the halacha that even the day before, regarding that it was nullified. Or you just have another part you could say, the given the yom shlebnei purim. Since the day before purim, shen is batel miyom tov, did who were the days before, and we alluded to this in the previous text, that they were nullified for their own yom tov. So you regain last memory they used to have on them, which is yom nikun yom tov, and the Gemara says later on the base. And it's batel miyom tov, so they lost their own yom tov. So we should say that's not going to have, it's also going to be nullified from because it's the day before Purim. This is what the Gemara tells us shortly. The day before Nikon and Bechula, etc. The key of the bottom of Yom Shalahem, since it's nullified from its own day, it cannot become forbidden because of the day that comes after it. Which generally is forbidden the day before that, because it itself is losing it. For sure, it's not going to have that from the day before. And therefore, you see that they're not forbidden. Therefore, same thing is also over here. Since the day before Purim loses its own status of its own, there'll be a lot of fast on mitzvah its own Yom Tov. We're not going to make it forbidden because it's the day before Purim, even though technically it should have it, and therefore that's why it's permitted to have Tainus Esther.